Well, good evening there, Richard, and first of all, thank you for inviting me to this net, which I never even knew existed. So thanks for the details and the update for the email for the standby node number there. So really do appreciate that, Richard. You're doing a fantastic job. I've loved listening to the net, and I thought I'd like to listen to anything new first before I check in. Very much enjoyed hearing all the comments, and they want to jump in and say hi as well. And hello to everybody else on the net there. Well, you know, I can remember back in 1992 when I got my D-class call before I got the Morse test under the belt. I was GM7MPX multiplex, and it's just a call you get issued with. You had no kind of, you couldn't choose a call. But of course, all came through the post, and it was very, very slow. And I remember being so excited, and I had the radio, a VHF, UHF, dual bander all set up in the car, and I was going away for a fortnight holiday, 2 weeks away, and of course there would be no way in which I could find out my call sign because it would be coming through in a letter through the post, and it was just, it's all set up, and I was going, oh no, I'm going to have 2 weeks of driving around with this radio and I can't use it, I can only just listen. And the day before, we were heading off in the car, and the call sign came through. So I just remember the excitement of just giving lots and lots of secure calls, working mobile, and we were driving down into England and everything else. So that was really good fun. I remember that quite clearly. Anyway, Richard, I won't hold it. Let me just take a wee pip. GM0UUB continuing. Yeah, I didn't want to time out there, Richard, but thanks again for letting me come onto this net. It's absolutely wonderful to hear everybody out there. And once again, thanks for the invitation. I'll definitely put it in my calendar, that's for sure. Back to you, Richard, from GM0UUB73 all.